Lesson 4, in the classroom, adverbs. A, napi. A, nin, api, when. Pe, ka, min, nawa, just wait, just a second. Pe, pe, kung, last night. Kawin, me, what's. Not necessary. Kawin, we ka. Kan, we ka, never. Kosha, kosha. Filter word, emphasis. Ko, ako. At the time, past tense, filler. Me what's, especially, in a fussy way. Ne, go think, sometimes. O, we, this one, inanimate. We, konen, what? We, ka, ever, late. Nouns. I will say the singular form. Then I will say the plural form. A tu po win table. A tu po winan tables. A ne mush dog. A ne mushak dogs. A ne mush plural. Animo ls dog. A se ma. Tobacco, a semak, tobacco, more than one, a semas, cigarette, a semasak, cigarettes, pojens, cat, pojensak, cats, pojens, cat, Boozing suck cats. De suppy win chair. De suppy win none chairs. Key with zans boy. Key with zans suck boys. Equazans girl. Equazans suck girls. Eh, sko dance, match. Eh, sko dance, sun, matches. Eh, squan dam, door. Eh, squan daman, doors. Ma, ske mot, bag. Ma, ske mo, tan, bags. Ma, ze, na, ikan. Book. Ma ze na ikan books. Mi ka na road. Mi ka nan roads. Me tik tree. Me te kon trees. O je pi e kanak pen or pencil. O, je pi e kana kok, pens or pencils. Wa, ka e kan, house. Wa, ka e kanan, houses. Wa, sen je kan, window. Toni ya, money. Toni yak, monies. Tipe, river. Tipin, rivers. Verbs. Ah, ya. Is at blank. In we, with them. Make such noises. Transitive verbs. Oh, da, ya, one. Has him or her. Ta yan has it. O pa ke nan open it him or her. O ke pa an closes it. O ke ken ne man knows him or her. O te nan says to him or about him, her. O te na we man is related to him or her. O no da wan hears him or her. O wa pa man sees him or her. O wa pan tan sees it. O za ka swe an gives him or her a smoke. O za ga swe an gives him or her a smoke. Phrases. Ani minik e wa pa ma wa. How many do you see animate? Aminik e wa panta man. How many times do you see it inanimate? Pa ke nan open it. Pa ke nan e shkwan dam open the door. Pa kin open it animate noun. Ke ba an close it. Ke ta yan na inanimate noun. Do you have a inanimate noun? Ke ta ya wa na a noun. Do you have a animate noun? Ke ta na we ma na blank. Are you related to blank? Ke ken e ma na do you know blank. Ke noon da wa na do you hear blank. Ke wa pa ma na do you see blank. Ke wa pan tan na do you see it blank. Ne wa pa mak, I see them animate. Ne wa pa da nan, I see them inanimate. Away das ween, how about this one animate? Away das ween, how about this one? Away kunen away, what is this? We ka na ke wa pa ma blank. Do you ever see blank? Ta ka swe ishin. Give me a smoke. Sa ka swa ishin. Give me a smoke. The last two are dialect variations. There is no difference in meaning. You'll be understood anywhere you use them. 4-1. Transitive verbs. Verbs with subject and object animate. So far you've learned about intransitive verbs. Verbs that have a subject, a door, and the action. Transitive verbs have both a subject and an object. The object receives the action. There are two classes of nouns, animate and inanimate. There are also two sets of transitive verbs. One set that has animate objects and the other inanimate. I see him, her, animate object. I see it, inanimate object. The first we will use is the transitive verb with the animate object, which is him, her. Niwa pama, I see him. I see him, her. Hyphens are placed so that the patterns are made clear only in one lesson. The hyphen do not break up the word into smaller words. Wapaman means he sees him or her. Wapam, being the root of the word, do not try to translate your own Ojibwe equivalents into English language structures. Ne wa bin to mean I see you. Transitive verbs, animate, object, singular. Ne wa pa ma, I see him or her. Ke wa pa ma, you see him or her. O wa pam nan, he, she sees him or her. Ne wa pa anan, we see him or her. Ke wa pam anan, we see him or her. Ke wa pam ma wa, you people see him or her. O wa pam awan, they see him or her. Even though each of the above are singular words, they are also sentences in the English language sense. That is, they have the subject, verb, object. You may add adverbs to the transitive verbs. Aja, ne wa pama Jamie. I see Jamie now. Minawa na ke wa pama Norman. Did you see Norman again? Activity 1. Ask these questions using the nouns provided. You can also use proper nouns. Number 1. We ka na ke wa pama blank. Eya niguting ne wa pama. Number 2. We ka na ke noon da wa blank. Eya niguting ne noon da wa. Pojins, moos, makwa, animus, inene, ikwe, okima, ogema kwe, metik, ikwezens, kiwezens, shimaganis. Activity 2. Ask the above questions with the same nouns, but vary your answer using the following adverb. Number 1. We ka na ke wa pama blank. Number 2. We ka na ke noon da wa blank. Abidink, nishing, niswa, nishing, niswa, ningoting, pe shishing, wa wika. Activity 3. Practice saying I see blank as one individual. Next say we see a blank in pair or in group of 3. Do not try to say he or she sees a blank, as that requires a further lesson. Continue this exercise with I hear, we hear blank. 4-2, transitive verbs, inanimate objects. This is a very brief introduction to the transitive verbs that have an animate object. They are the other half of the transitive verbs with animate objects. You will see these kinds of verbs as often as the other transitive verbs and the intransitive verbs. Ne wa pandan, I see it. Ke wa pandan, you see it. O wa pandan, he or she sees it. Ne wa pandamin, we, exclusive, you see it. Ke wa pandamin, we, inclusive, you see it. Ke wa pandam, you people see it. O Wa, ba, da, na, wa. They say it. Simple sentences. We ka na ke. Wa, pantan, si pe. Do you ever see a river? Ke, te, yan, na, te, sa, pe win. Do you have a chair? Page 30. Ne, gipa an, isklandem. I'm closing the door. Of course, it goes without saying that we Ojibwe would never use transitive verbs with the wrong class of nouns, like the example shown below. Ke wa pandan na Ojibiganak. Do you see it, the animate pen? Or ke ke ken ima iwe wa kaigan. Do you know him, that house? Activity 4. Practice saying I see a blank as one individual with inanimate objects using the appropriate transitive verb. Next, say we see a blank in pairs or in groups of three. Do not try to say he or she sees blank, as that requires a further lesson. Continue this exercise with I hear, we hear blank. 4-3, the shin form of command. You can make commands out of intransitive verbs you've seen in this lesson. Minishin is one word that we use frequently in class and outside. Give me blank. It comes from the verb oh, minan. He or she gives him or her. He can also say minishin. Minishin musanaigan. Give me a book, inanimate. Minishin sonia. Give me money, animate. He can also say the following, but it is not likely you will use them in real conversation. Wa pamishin. See me. No da wishin. Hear me. In a way, misin. Be related to me. Activity 5. Take turns asking each other for items that you could possibly ask for. Please give me blank. Thank you. Book, chair, money, house, match, cigarette, tobacco, bag, table, pen, pencil. Cat. 4-4. Diminutive endings for nouns. We add suffixes to the end of nouns to modify their meaning. For example, we can say a little house by adding a suffix ains to it. There are other diminutive suffixes that mean little. Wa kaigan. Wa kaiganes. The rule is the noun that takes a diminutive form by adding the suffix endings ains, ains, uns, nains, the nouns whose plural ends with uk, un, will use ains as a diminutive ending. Those that end with unk, on, and oins, and then pluralize with uk or n. Likewise, the nouns ending with ing and in will take ins and pluralize with uk and un respectfully. Nouns ending with a short vowel add another same vowel, take ins, then the regular plural ending, ug or un. Those ending with a long vowel will just take uns and the regular plural ending. Mitik, tree. Mitikun, trees. Mitikuns, sapling. Mitikunsak, saplings. Tipi, river. Tipin, rivers. Tipins, stream. Tipinsan, streams. Mahzina ikan book. Mahzina ikanan books. Mahzina ikanes. Mahzina ikanesan. Little book or little books or checks. Inine man. Ininiwak men. Ininis little man. Ininisak little men. Ikwe woman. Ikwewak women. Ikwes little woman. Ikwesak little women. 4-5 derogatory endings. Add ish to nouns ending with consonants and wish to nouns ending with vowels to make a derogatory suffix. I will say the singular and the plural form. Ma zin na I kan. Useless o book. Ma zin na I kan san. Useless o books. In any wish, despicable man. In any wish, suck, despicable men. It's simple at first to use the derogatory ending with the nouns that end with the consonant and vowels. When you have a diminutive ending and a derogatory ending in the same word, some changes occur. In the example given below, the rule is consistent of many nouns ending with a vowel. You simply add wish to the noun ending with a vowel. When the noun has been modified by the diminutive ending, however, you must now change the S to SH and then add the ish. These are the consonant changes that occur. NS, NHS, NZ, NZ, T, CH, and D to J. Ikwe, woman. Ikwe wish, horrible woman. Ikwes, small woman. Ikwesis, horrible small woman. Consonant changes Z to ZH, S, SH, D to J, T to CH. The CH replaces S or SH in a noun or verb when you're speaking affectionately of someone. Ikwesis, ikwesis, ikwes, ikwesis. Page 33, 4-6, using the filler words. There are many words in the Ojibwe language which don't really change the meaning of the sentence, but they are used to flavor the sentence. It's like adding salt to your stew or sugar to your porridge. They're being called filler words because they help fill the sentence. They do serve a purpose, that is to make the person you're talking to more sympathetic to what you're saying. In Canadian English, an equivalent would be saying eh at the end of almost every sentence, or you know. In English, these have the opposite effect of annoying the listener with these nervous linguistic tics. In Ojibwe, these little words are barely noticeable. If you omit them, though, it's like eating bland, watery soup. We use little words like ako or ko when we're talking about something in the past. It reminds the listener that it happened in the past and to win his or her sympathy. Ako suggests frequency as well as slight thing of nostalgia. Ningutink ki se kishite. Sometimes it was very hot. Ningutink ako ki kitse ki jite. Sometimes it was very hot back then. Winge mino ki sikan. It is a nice day. A winge ko mino ki sikan. It's often a nice day. Sometimes with the words kusha, also pronounced usha, sha, and guda, it is emphatic. Winge mino kiisikan. It's a nice day. Winge kuta minu kiisikan. It's a nice day, and you better believe it. Dialogue. Kiki keni maana, Rachel. Do you know Rachel? Menange. Niki keni ma. Sure, I know her. Uma utenang aya. Is she here in town? Ah, mansa. I don't know. Ke wapa ma na ko. Do you see her sometimes? Ningo think. Eta, just sometimes. Dialogue. Taka swe isin. Give me a smoke. Kawin. Nusa. Ninda. Yawa si. I don't have it, a cigarette. Kan. Mom waits. Ambe, that's not necessary. Come. Ande. Where? Ando. Coffee. Minikweta. Let's go have a coffee. Dialogue. Kita ya wa na asemas. Do you have a cigarette? Minange. Awe. Bejik. Sure I do. Here's one. Ha. Miigwets. Boy, thanks a lot. How? Iskutens das win. Bought a match too? Ha. Okay. Mina wa. Ki. Kawapa min. I'll see you again. Dialogue. Ki nun tawana moons. Did you hear moons? Kawin ningi nu tawasi. No, I didn't hear him. Winge ki kche e we de dam. He made a lot of noise. A na pi when de pe kung last night. Ne ki kche nipa nin. Me, I slept really well.